I'm the author of The Vegan Girl's Guide to Life. It just came out in November, and I did a book tour, 55 days on the road, all over the world, showing people that cruelty-free is awesome, doing book signings, meeting vegans all over the world. It was an excellent, excellent time, and I met a lot of really, really cool people. So, the book is not just food. There's so many other aspects to veganism that people don't think about, from the clothing they wear to the makeup they put on their face. And so I wanted to cover everything. If you want to be a vegan activist, if you want to have cruelty-free cosmetics in your drawers, whatever it is, if you want to make delicious vegan food, it's covered in this book. And it's full color too. It's a beautiful, beautiful book with lots of pictures and beautiful colors. I also interviewed vegan women from all over the world, and they're telling you about the businesses they run for that help veganism, or they're just regular girls who live in cities all over the world and are vegan. So it's a great guide, even if you're already vegan. It has recipes in it, it has things you may not have thought of, and if you're thinking about going vegan, it's the perfect book for you because it explains exactly why you should go vegan.
And remember Strummer the Chihuahua? She's about ready for her nap. But before she goes, her mom wants to share with us how dogs, even little ones with big personalities like Strummer, can be wonderful veg ambassadors.
Strummer is also vegan. So this is my special little vegan girl that I'm mother to. And dogs are a really great way to get people to think about veganism. People wouldn't eat their dog, so why should they eat a cow? Why should they eat a pig? So introduce people to dogs. Make them think about veganism and animals and how all animals are the same and all animals have feelings. Pancakes are a great way to show your mom that you love her. Now, hopefully your mom is vegan, but if she's not, show her that vegan food is delicious. It's not only cruelty-free, but it tastes great. And that's a great way to introduce veganism to people. Show them the delicious food. So, try pancakes. Delicious, fluffy American pancakes, and your mother will love them. And you just have to be patient. Wait for those bubbles to form and the edge to get nice and thickened. And you'll see, they actually change colors around the outside a little bit. They get a little bit darker, and that's how you know that you can now get under them and flip them over. If you put your spatula under too soon, you'll get batter on your spatula, and that's how you know. Too soon. So be patient. All right, let's start to get under these a bit. There we go. That one looks great. So they have a nice brown color. You don't want them too dark. It is pretty easy to burn them, so be careful. It's not a bad idea to kind of creep under them and just make sure they're not sticking to the pan. You'll find with that initial coating of oil, as you use your pan after that, it's already coated and you're good. They won't stick. All right, let's grab these pancakes for Mom. I like to serve up about 3 of them. You can put some fruit on the side if you want. And then, here's the decadent part. You can either let your mom dress them up herself, but I think we should make them extra special. So let's grab the knife and just spread a little bit of non-dairy butter on all of them. And then, and this is the best part, maple syrup. This is fresh, delicious maple syrup, pure maple syrup. No sugar added, nothing like that. This is pure maple syrup. So, I like to use grade B. This is grade C. There's A, B, and C. They're all delicious. Grade B is kind of the standard, but whatever you like, use it. Just a drizzle. And there you go, pancakes for Mom. So, there you go, lemon ginger pancakes for your mom. Bring them into her when she's in bed so she can enjoy them and she'll love them. They're just a nice little hint of lemon, a nice little hint of ginger. They're not overpowering, so she'll love them. She'll just be like, these pancakes are different. And I don't know why, but you can tell her. A little bit of lemon, a little bit of ginger. So, there you go. Enjoy. If you want more information about me, you can check out my blog at theurbanhousewife.com. I also write about cruelty-free cosmetics, makeup, including tutorials, and what the latest and greatest products are that are all vegan and all cruelty-free at crueltyfreeface.com. And if you'd like to buy my book, it's available in most bookstores. It's also available on Amazon. And you can buy it directly from me at vegangirlsguide.com. So thank you for watching. Make your own pancakes. They don't just have to be for your mom. You can enjoy them too. And don't forget, be veg, go green, save the planet. Thanks.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.